That was Handel's Harpsichord Suite No. 1 on Kansas Public Radio. Yes, Harpsichord Suite, but it was played there on the piano by Keith Jarrett. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Destiny this morning. Glad to be with you on a Tuesday morning here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.org. Later this morning, we'll hear Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, but right now it's Mozart's Symphony No. 22. It's a short one, only about 8 minutes, but musicologist Robert Cummings says its Lilliputian size is no measure of its considerable artistic worth. See if you agree. This is Mozart's Symphony No. 22. James Levine conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. That's Mozart's Symphony No. 22 on Kansas Public Radio. James Levine conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. We've got more Mozart coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll hear his German dances. But now we'll hear Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. More about that in just a minute. Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more about how you can become a sponsor of Kansas Public Radio at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, it's the Moonlight Sonata. Not sure you'll be able to see any moonlight tonight. We'll have mostly to partly cloudy skies overnight tonight. For today, partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Topeka. And now the Moonlight Sonata. Beethoven never called it that. He just called this a sonata resembling a fantasy. In fact, he named two of his sonatas that, sonatas resembling a fantasy. But we know it best, of course, as the Moonlight Sonata, performed here by Vladimir Horowitz. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoy this.
Thank you.
the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by Vladimir Horowitz. We just missed the full moon. I feel like maybe we should have heard that maybe 2 days ago. Tonight we will have a waning gibbous moon. It'll be a little cloudy overnight. Not sure if you'll be able to see it much of the moon, but hopefully we'll get a little bit of moonlight out of that as well. Again, that was Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata by Vladimir Horowitz on Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local. We are KPR. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre filling in for Destiny. She'll be back on Thursday. Happy to spend this Tuesday morning with you. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street, bakery and coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and on Facebook. For the rest of the hour, it's Haydn's String Quartet in B-flat. It's one of the Apponyi quartets dedicated to Count Anton Georg Apponyi in 1793. Unlike other string quartets, which were usually written for private gatherings, these were written for public concert performances, so a little different than other quartets. Again, Haydn's String Quartet on KPR. That's the Kodály Quartet performing Joseph Haydn's String Quartet in B-flat, one of the Apponyi quartets dedicated to Count Anton Apponyi. That's on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday morning for classical music here on KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts, A. Martinez, Leif Fottle, and Matthew Algio. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the latest news from NPR. Then stay with us for more classical music coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is testifying before both chambers of Congress today, presenting his annual budget request for the State Department and defending the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts starting in the Senate this morning. It's his first public testimony since President Trump's war in Iran began. And from the start, he was grilled on the war and the global foreign aid cuts in the face of a global health crisis, oil, and AI. In opening remarks, Rubio said American interests are paramount.
The United States government is not a charity. We are not here to play social worker. We are here to win. We are here to win on behalf of the American people and on behalf of the national interest, to win for our country, to win for the people of America, to win for the things that are important for our future. And that's what we exist to do.
Later, he will testify before a House committee. Primaries are being held in six states today, including California. In Los Angeles, voters go to the polls to choose a mayor. The incumbent mayor, Karen Bass, is facing 13 other candidates, including former reality TV star Spencer Pratt. Steve Futterman has more.
Spencer Pratt's campaign has focused on last year's deadly Palisades fire, a fire that destroyed his home. He's accused Bass of mishandling the crisis.
While our lives were literally burning to the ground, Mayor Karen Bass was in Ghana.
Bass was in Ghana as part of the U.S. delegation attending the inauguration for that country's new president. However, the optics have hampered her campaign.
It was one of the worst moments of my life to not be here when my city needed me.
Bass has questioned Pratt's qualifications.
I'm not sure he's ever had a job other than reality TV.
Bass, Pratt, and City Councilwoman Nithya Raman are in a tight three-way race. The top two advance to November's general election. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
States have only a few months before the Trump administration's new federal work requirements for people on Medicaid are set to take effect. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has more.
The Republicans' Big Beautiful Bill Act, passed last year, used major cuts to Medicaid to fund President Trump's policy priorities. A key way to get the cost of Medicaid down is to limit who can be on the public health plan. Right now, all but a few states allow any low-income adult to enroll. As of January, all of those adults from age 19 to 64 will have to prove that they are working or are exempt from the requirement. The Department of Health and Human Services has now published the details states need to set up the new system in a document that's nearly 400 pages long. Critics of the new rule say it takes a narrow view of medical exemptions, which could lead to many people with complicated health needs becoming uninsured. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. What a great way to start the 10 o'clock hour. That's Antonio Salieri's The Talisman Overture, Il Talismano, on Kansas Public Radio. The opera tells the story of the governor's daughter who's abducted by gypsies and given a magic talisman with the power to transform. Salieri's The Talisman Overture. Salieri's music was often overlooked until the movie Amadeus came out, telling the story of a imagined or real rivalry with Mozart. Speaking of Mozart, Mozart coming up now with six German dances. This is Tafelmusik, conducted by Bruno Weil. Mozart loved to dance, so maybe it's no surprise he would turn his attention and skill to writing Tedeschi's German dances, coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. Every Thursday in June, food trucks starting at 11:30, music at 1 o'clock. Speaking of music, let's hear those German dances by Mozart, performed by Tafelmusik on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Six German Dances on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by Tafelmusik, a Canadian orchestra using period instruments. So that sounded probably just like it would have in Mozart's day. Six German Dances by Tafelmusik, conducted by Bruno Weil on Kansas Public Radio. German dances often came in sets of six. I don't know why, but speaking of the number six, we're going to hear Franz Schubert's Impromptu No. 3 coming up. It's my favorite form of music, actually. It's theme and variations. So a theme, and then we will hear five variations on that theme, so six in total. And it's my favorite form because I love in theme and variations how you can hear a melody, and then you can hear the composer, Schubert in this case, have some fun and creativity with that melody. So Franz Schubert's Impromptu No. 3 coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. A quick look at the forecast before we hear that. Partly sunny skies today. Highs in the lower 80s, mostly to partly cloudy overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s again. It's 73 degrees in Atchison, 77 in Chanute, 77 in Emporia, 76 degrees in Topeka. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, online at Kansas Public Radio. Franz Schubert's Impromptu No. 3 on Kansas Public Radio, performed by the late Alfred Brendel. Impromptu No. 3, theme with five variations. My favorite, probably the third. It was very dark and brooding. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre, filling in for Destiny. She'll be back on Thursday. Glad to spend this Tuesday morning with you here on Kansas Public Radio. It's a beautiful day out there, a little on the warm side perhaps by this afternoon. Partly sunny skies, highs in the lower 80s, light winds from the east today, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly to partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the lower 80s. It's 77 degrees in Emporia, 76 here in Lawrence, 76 in Topeka. And now, Antonin Dvorak's American Quartet. He composed this piece in the small town of Spillville, Iowa. Just on a personal note, that's about 2 hours north of my hometown of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It had a large Bohemian population, and Dvorak's family spent a summer there. It's described as probably the happiest time he's spent in the United States. It's the Endelian String Quartet performing the American Quartet by Antonin Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. Antonin Dvorak's American Quartet on Kansas Public Radio, performed there by the Endelian String Quartet. That's Andrew Watkinson and Ralph D'Souza on violin, Garfield Jackson on viola, David Waterman cello. Endelian String Quartet performing the American Quartet by Antonin Dvorak. We'll hear an American Fantasia coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, the celebration of the United States by another European. That's coming up in the next hour here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. NPR News is coming up next, and then we've got another hour of classical music coming up on KPR. Partly sunny skies today, highs in the lower 80s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Casey. Senate Republicans will gather today on...
Hezbollah had agreed to a U.S. proposal for the mutual cessation of attacks. And the embassy said under this agreement, Israel wouldn't strike the capital, Beirut, although attacks continue elsewhere, and Hezbollah wouldn't strike Israel. Talks between Israeli and Lebanese officials are set to resume this week in Washington. Jawad Rizqallah, NPR News, Beirut.
President Trump has signed an AI executive order. The White House says it is aimed at advancing innovation and security. Meanwhile, artificial intelligence companies are moving towards public stock offerings. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that will give investors an opportunity to place bets on a booming part of the U.S. economy.
Anthropic has filed paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission in a preliminary step toward selling stock to the public. Anthropic makes the popular AI chatbot Claude. Private investors have already valued the company at nearly $1 trillion. Demand for artificial intelligence is boosting the fortunes of companies that provide the building blocks. Stocks of both Marvel Technologies and Generac are up. Marvel designs chips for data centers, while Generac provides backup power. Crude oil prices have been bouncing up and down, but the U.S. benchmark is back above $90 a barrel. AAA says retail gasoline prices dipped about 3 cents a gallon overnight. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
It's primary day in six election states. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Short but sweet. That was one of Johannes Brahms' Hungarian dances performed by the London Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Brahms wrote 21 Hungarian dances. They owe their original inspiration to his partnership with Hungarian violinist Eduard Romanyi. It was a short-lived partnership, but it was very productive. Brahms' Hungarian dances on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. In the past hour, we heard an American symphony by Dvorak. Now, how about an American Fantasia? This is composed by Victor Herbert. He was born in Ireland, trained in Germany, but he came to the United States in his 20s. The American Fantasia is a celebration of his adopted tune. After an opening fanfare, listen for a potpourri of American tunes. We'll hear Hail Columbia, Columbia the Gem of the Ocean, and even the Star-Spangled Banner at the end. So be prepared to stand up and salute. American Fantasia, performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Leonard Slatkin on Kansas Public Radio. That had a little bit of everything in it. American Fantasia by Victor Herbert, performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Leonard Slatkin on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. I've had a wonderful time spending this Tuesday morning with you. In this last 40 minutes, we'll hear Johannes Brahms' Symphony No. 4. It's the last of Brahms' symphonies, and it's one of his only four symphonies to end in a minor key. So you can listen for that. Brahms' Symphony No. 4, performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra, conducted by Bernard Haitink on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Brahms Symphony No. 4, performed by the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, conducted by Bernard Haitink on Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3.
A new book describes a country that was once rooted in a movement around social justice and political freedom. That country? It's Iran.
We sort of see through his eyes both the promise of the revolution and why he believes in it, and also kind of what happened to that promise over time.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, my conversation with the author of Stolen Revolution on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 6 o'clock with A. Martinez, Leila Fadel, Elsa Chalin, and Scott Detrow, Laura Lorson. On All Things Considered this afternoon on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details at lead.ku.edu. NPR News is coming up next, and then stay with us for classical music this afternoon with Jeff Watson. We'll hear an English symphony called The Cyprian Goddess, a symphonia from a Bach cantata, and much more. That's this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Libby Kate.